at the Bayer Crop Science Greenhouse 5 grand opening. I'm visiting with Jim Bloom. And Jim, I know you're CEO of Bayer Crop Science. Thank you so much for having me here. A big event today, and we've got quite a bit of interest from stakeholders. That includes some of our political leaders, I think, that have come out here, and other ag media. What is Greenhouse 5, first of all?
Greenhouse 5 is our latest expansion, 62,000 square feet of steel and ton and greenhouse capability here in North Carolina. That's the pinnacle of our new research operations for cotton, corn, soybeans, and canola, and our leadership positions in biotechnology to feed a growing world.
Yeah, well, it is a beautiful facility. Just anything you might want to share, besides the size, you've got some massive air handling and lighting capabilities here, and boy, that just seems like a lot of technology going into this.
Sure, it's state of the art. We focus on sustainability, capturing rainwater, filtering everything. Pollination is very important in separating research trials, so everything is separated out with different air handling capabilities. We have flexibility in our heat lamps and our lights to change the crops as our research needs change in the future, and really just optimizing the latest state-of-the-art use of water and light and air conditioning capabilities for this facility in North Carolina.
Now, the type of work you're going to be doing here, of course, is going to be applicable to wherever these crops grow. Here in the United States, certainly the Corn Belt and Soybean Belt area, Southeast. How about even out when we get out west in the United States?
Yes, soybeans at these prices are going everywhere they can. So this facility has dark out rooms. We can change the amount of light per day. We can make for every maturity zone and do research and multiply research and change research to move findings in one area all the way across. So we're focused on all of the soybeans in the temperate zone.
Now, how about when do you anticipate, I don't know if production is the right word, to be in full research production here, if you will?
We're getting ready right now to move in. So I think in about 30 to 40 days, we will be substantially filled up here. We're already, when we get it filled up with the corn that's moving in here, we will have to make plans for the next adventure here on the site. So we're getting ready to build again, more than likely.
Do you anticipate doing some of that research on things that, since it's so top of mind right now, like drought and maybe breeding for some drought resistance?
Certainly, we're always looking at that, but most of our area is within tolerance and resistance management and improving yields.
Sure, sure. Yep. Anything else about this facility, what it means to Bayer, or even your customers that will be buying seed that we didn't touch on?
Sure. For us, it's a continuing investment. Our employees are happy. We're voting with our pocketbook. We're really invested in bringing technology today that will feed the world tomorrow, and it's just an excitement about being a part of it. A facility that's really well done, state-of-the-art, is very good for attracting and retaining the talent that we need to solve tomorrow's problems. So it's a big part of us, and we're really thrilled to be here today.
Well, I look forward to hearing about some of the great research you're doing here once you get everything moved in, which I know we're in the process of. So thank you so much for having me out here. That's Jim Bloom with Bayer Crop Science, and we've been at the Greenhouse 5 grand opening. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.